Good morning. Welcome back to the Book Broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing you once again the precious Word of God from God's precious book and inviting you to church today. Hope you're looking forward this morning to go to Sunday school and church today and God's church and where the Bible's preached and believed and practiced. And you find your place in the house of God this morning. You'll find blessings there. He said, to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as a manner some is, even so much the more, as you see the day approaching. The closer we get to the coming of the Lord, the more we ought to be in church. And we're going to have strength and grace and help in this time of need and sorrow and suffering from problems and situations in our day. And we certainly need the Lord. And we'll find his direction in the house of God, sitting under God's shepherd, God's under-shepherd, preaching to us the Word of God. And so you find your way to church today. Invite you to be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor, and he'll preach to you the Word of God. You'll be with us in Sunday school today at 10:45 for the worship service, and then 5 in the evening, and then at 7 on Wednesday. And we urge you to come and be with us this week in the house of God. I believe you'll enjoy something from the Word of God, and certainly there'll be a need met in your life if you'll do that. We need to pray for our nation today, pray for our country. Boy, I tell you, if there's ever been a time Christians ought to be praying, it's today. On our face in prayer unto God for the needs of our nation. We're simply getting so wicked and more wicked. And the Bible spoke about that, said it's going to come the last days. We're seeing that come to pass today. But I'm glad in the midst of it all, God's got joy and serving the Lord with joy and expectation of him coming back to get us. And one of these days he's going to come just exactly like that he said that he would. Amen. So it's a joy to be here today. We appreciate every listener. Thank you for taking time to tune us in this morning. And we ask you that you pray for us, that God would use the broadcast every time that we come for his glory and to reach some precious soul that's lost. And then somebody that's out of church, away from God. I trust today something be said or done to get you to God today and get you where you ought to be with the Lord. And so you come meet us in church this morning, be in Sunday school, and he'll bless you for doing that. We'll go to the Lord in prayer and pray for these needs today. Some of you got unspoken needs in your life, some that we don't even know about, but God does and you do. And so we said, casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. So you've got somebody to listen to you this morning. Just go ahead and pray. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, thank you for this day. Privileged, Lord, once again to pick up the Word of God and try to preach the gospel. And, Lord, once again to assemble in the house of God on this beautiful Lord's Day. And what a blessing it is. And I pray you just bless today every need in radio land, every prayer request, those that's got burdens upon their heart this morning. God, would you answer according to your will and touch those lives today, save the sinner, bring conviction upon them, make them so convicted of their sins, they'll have to turn to Jesus before it's too late. Have your will and way. Help our nation today. Oh, God, in the last days, perilous times shall come. And Lord, surely we're in those days today. And I pray you'd speak to the leaders of our land, speak to the leaders of our churches, and Lord, that you'd speak to your people across this great country, where you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. I'll hear from heaven will forgive their sin and heal their land. Lord, if there's anything I know this morning, this land needs healing. Lord, there's so much sin, so many things going on today that only you can handle and only you can forgive. Have your way, Father, and all you do will praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you today and be an uplift to you. Don't forget now, be in church this morning. Don't forget to be on time for church. Amen. I tell you, it's a joy to get up and go to church on Sunday morning. Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival times. My, what a blessing it is to go to the house of God. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs now. Hope it will be a blessing to you as they sing. The Blood of the Lamb. Amen. Noah, nothing but the blood. That old song says that well that we sing a lot of times. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We're saved by that blood. You can't buy your way in. You might as well quit trying to work your way in. And you might as well quit trying to be good enough to get in. And just surrender to Jesus and let him save you. And because that's the only way you're going to get in. It's through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Neither by the blood of bulls and goats, but by his own blood, entered in once into the holy place, having eternal, obtained eternal redemption for us. Amen. I'm glad that's what Jesus did when he came to die on that old cross. and paid our sin debt once and for all to everybody that would believe on him. Amen. So it's took away from our, it's out of our hands. Our salvation is entirely upon the Lord. No wonder David said, David understood that when David said, Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Amen. He didn't talk about his salvation, but thy salvation. It's the salvation of God that we have in our hearts today. Amen. All right, going to have another one now. It'll be a blessing to you. And once you get saved, he's a God of comfort. Amen. Peace. Amen. The God of all comfort puts peace. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And his peace is passeth all understanding. Keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hope you enjoyed that. You listen now as they sing.
So true. Oh,
Manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Amen. You can't beat that. The book of Matthew chapter 11 this morning. Matthew chapter 11, just a few minutes this morning. What's on our heart today? Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." I'm going to try to preach on the subject this morning for a little while. Why that you need to come to the Lord? Why does folks need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ? It's the letter in my Bible, the letters are read in this, talking that Jesus said this exactly like it's written down in the Bible, because the Holy Ghost brought to the remembrance of Matthew what Jesus had said when he was preaching. And so it's the exact words that, so why in the world should we come unto the Lord? The world today can't understand why that we're in church. They don't understand why that we go to the house of God. They don't understand why we read the Bible. They don't understand why we hand out tracts. And we don't understand why we witness to sinners. They don't understand that. But I tell you, there's some reasons for it today. The reason that we find that's so necessary, the reason for it is, first of all, is because of the person that's making the invitation. The person that is making the invitation. Now, it's not me that's making the invitation this morning, but it's Jesus himself. "Come unto me. Come unto me." Oh, that's an invitation. And so he invites me because of his person. He's got the authority to do that. If you study the writings of Jesus in the epistles, you'll find that Jesus talked about his authority. He came to do the will of his Father that sent him. He came to say what the Father told him to say. He came to do what the Father told him to do. And so we need to do it because of the person, because Jesus identified himself in the Gospels as the Son of God. Now, his Father is in heaven. And his Father wasn't Joseph, but his Father was God himself. Mary was his earthly mother, implanted in her womb by the Holy Ghost. And then, of course, was born and lived on this earth. But we find that his Father was in heaven. And so because of his person, Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father also." And so if you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. If you've heard Jesus speak, you've heard the Father speak. If you've seen Jesus do some miracles, you've seen the Father do some miracles. He did everything that pleased the Lord. Nothing he did displeased his Father. He came here to do the will of him that sent him. And when Jesus left this walk of life and went to the cross and ascended back to heaven, he said, "I've accomplished what the Lord have sent me to do. His will I've done." John 17 talks about that. And so we find that his person, the reason you ought to come to Jesus today is because when you come to him, you're coming to God himself. And God is the authority over salvation. If you want to have forgiveness from your sins, you need to come to Jesus. If you want a removal from your life, the guilt that's upon your soul, you ought to come to Jesus. If you want forgiveness of what you've done, you need to come to Jesus. Now, you can sin against me and I can forgive you, but I'll never forget it. Amen. Even though I don't hold it against you, it's always in my memory. But when Jesus forgives, God forgives, he forgets it. Amen. He puts in the sea of forgetfulness, and never to be remembered against us any longer. And so we find that because of his person, you need to come to Jesus Christ today. Come to God because of his person. He is the Son of God. Have there anybody that was worthy, my friend, to go to the cross of Calvary? It was Jesus Christ. If anybody was worthy to take my sin and crucify himself on the cross, it was Jesus Christ. Amen. And so the person of Jesus. He was God in the flesh, the forgiving God. Amen. He's the forgiving God. Amen. Thank God for that forgiveness. And so he said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. The only way you're going to get rest today is to come to Jesus and accept him as Savior and as Lord. And if you've been saved, you've drifted away from God, only way you're going to get rest today is confess your sins to him and, brother, go where you left him off and get right with God and pick your cross up and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you can have the satisfaction of knowing that you're in the will of God. And so we need to follow him today, come to him because of his person. He is the Savior of this world. No question in my mind today about who Jesus is. I don't have any doubts nor anything to make me doubt that Jesus is the Savior of this world today. No regret. No regrets of turning my life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so you ought to come to him today because of his person. He's God in the flesh. And brother, listen to what God's got to say about sin. Listen to what God's got to say about salvation. Listen to what God's got to say about security. Listen to what God's got to say about a home in heaven. I tell you, you'll find that it's worthy to come to him today. It's worth everything to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. So come to him because of his person today. You're not coming to me when you come when I preach the word of God. You're coming to Jesus. Amen. I can't save you. I cannot do that. I can't redeem you, but Jesus can because he's the one that came to do that particular thing. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. If there's anything the Holy Ghost will make you do, it's labor. Amen. The heavy guilt of sin upon your life is heightened by the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God and make you want to get saved, get born again. So come to him because of his person. And then come to him this morning because of his power. Oh, yes, he's got power. Jesus said, I got power to lay my life down. I've got power to take it again. And the question was asked when Jesus forgave sins and healed the sick. Why? Is anybody got power on earth to forgive sins? Well, Jesus did because he walked on this earth. Amen. And so he's got power to forgive your sins this morning. Have power to forget your sins this morning. Praise God for that. I'm so glad God don't remember my sins that's under the blood. I'm glad they're cast in that sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered against me any longer. My friend, the slate's clean this morning as far as my sins before I got born again. And then we got a daily cleansing by the blood of Jesus. Brother, he'll forgive us of our failures and our sins and our shortcomings this morning. And so if we confess our sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, it's through the blood of Jesus today. And so he's got power to do that this morning. He don't have to have a paper, but he's got the power of God. God gave him his approval there on the banks of the river when he was baptized by John the Baptist. Amen. From the heavens there came a sound from heaven, and he said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the Holy Ghost came in the form of a dove and lit upon him, the Spirit of God come anointing him that day. Then, of course, Jesus said, I am the one. I am he that was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. And so we've got the authority. My friend, he's got the power to save. Have no doubts on his power this morning to forgive us of our sins. Only God can cleanse us from all of our sins this morning. Then number three today, why should we come to him this morning? Because of his promises. And oh, thank God for his promises. This morning he made some promises right here in our text verse this morning. He said, I'll give you rest. That's a promise. Sinner, let me tell you something this morning. You're tired of running from God. You're tired of running from trying to run from your sins. You're trying to dodge God, but you can't do that. But he said, I'll give you rest. Amen. Your world's in a turmoil. Coming to him, he said, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He promised to learn you some things. And that brother, when he was here for 33 years, and especially the last 3.5 years, he taught the scriptures. He taught the word of God. And brother, they learned from him. The multitudes came and sat and listened to him preach and teach the word of God. But my friend, I'm going to tell you, he got some promises. He made some promises in the scriptures. He made a promise here about salvation. He said, you shall find rest under your soul. When you take my yoke upon you and learn of me from meek and lowly in heart, you shall find rest under your souls. You can find rest for your soul this morning because of the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Amen. Thank God for that. And so, listen, my friend, the promises are sure. He made some promises. He said, I'm going to go away. He told the disciples, but if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He made a promise. Amen. He said, if I go, and he did. Praise God, he did go. And he said, if I go, I will come again. And you rest assured that promise will be fulfilled. And one day, very soon, the Lord Jesus is coming. And my friend, to call out his church. And brother, call out the bride that he was died for. And the body of Christ. And that bride that he died for, gave his life for. He's going to call us out from this world out to the heavenly world, and forever will be with the Lord. Won't that be a blessing? Thank God in that day. And so he made some promises. And he also promised, while you're here, and lo, I'm with you all the way, even to the end of the world. There's the promise of his presence. Amen. Listen, my friend, he'll be where, he's everywhere you're at. Hey, thank God, where you're at, he's going to be. I'll not leave you comfortless, he said, but he'll send the Spirit of God. But while he was here, and brother, he's here in the presence, and in the person of the Holy Spirit of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. If you've seen one, you've seen the other, they all. All three in one. My friend, there he's made some promises to us, and that I'm going to be with you all the way. You feel like sometimes you're by yourself, that you can't make it any longer. Brother, lift up your head, saint of God. He's right there with you. Amen. And recognize his presence. Claim the promises that he made, and you'll feel the tug from heaven on your soul. Listen, he made some promises to us. He promised us grace. He said, my grace is sufficient for you, for the problems you have there's sufficient grace. For the things you're facing, there's sufficient grace. He told Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient. That means it's always enough grace for every problem, for every burden, for every need. The grace of God is always there. And brother, he'll be right there with you till the end of the world. Amen. Thank God for that this morning. And so he made some promises. He said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And the burdens that become so heavy is because we're carrying them. But his burden's a light burden that he puts upon us. It's not a burden to live for the Lord. It's not a burden to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not a burden to go to church. It's not a burden to pray. It's not a burden to worship God. His burden is light. And brother, his yoke is easy. It's easy to walk with God, because he makes a promise that I'm with you all the way, even to the end of the world. God bless you. Until next Sunday is our prayer. Amen.